On September 10th, I watched President Obama justify sending the U.S. Air Force back into combat in Iraq and in the near future into Syria as well. According to recent polls, over 70% of those asked favored airstrikes in Iraq against ISIL, the so-called Islamic State. This is not surprising, given the revulsion that many Americans feel towards that group. ISIL has engaged in massacres, ethnic cleansing, brutal public executions, and more significantly, offers the people under its control nothing positive for their futures. Nevertheless, even though ISIL is a group of vicious murderers, that does not, in and of itself, justify military intervention. Remember the response to 9/11. We invaded Afghanistan, deposed the Taliban, and missed Osama bin Laden. Afghanistan is probably worse off now than it was before we invaded. There's an old saying that the definition of insanity is repeatedly pursuing the same incorrect strategy and expecting a different result. Consider some other examples where the military option was clearly a mistake. Saddam Hussein was a vile dictator visiting all sorts of atrocities on Kurds and Shia within the borders of Iraq. But the Bush administration's decision to invade in 2003 was a disaster of major proportions, not just for the U.S., but for the people of Iraq. Second, Muammar Gaddafi was a brutal dictator in Libya. Now that he's gone, the Libyan people are in worse shape, with a completely lawless country being fought over by many independent militias. Finally, in an example where intervention was not attempted, we have the case of Bashar al-Assad, the current president of Syria. True, he is engaged in murderous behavior in an attempt to crush the opposition. Yet President Obama rightly resisted calls to intervene against him in the Syrian civil war. What is my point? Military intervention by the U.S. government into the internal affairs of foreign countries is unlikely to produce the positive results that most of us would want to see to justify the loss of life. Thus, the best response to horrible events in the rest of the world is to be very careful. So-called experts, politicians, and pundits have mocked President Obama for arguing that the first rule of our foreign policy must be, don't do stupid stuff. Yet in fact, had that policy been followed, the U.S. would never have invaded Iraq in 2003. Some listeners may know that the first line of the Hippocratic Oath, the guide for all physicians, is, first, do no harm. Our interventions, going all the way back to the 1953 ouster of the democratically elected Mossadegh government in Iran, have been doing harm for decades. True, everyone brings up the failure of the U.S. and Europeans to intervene to stop the Rwandan genocide in 1994. And perhaps that is an exception to the rule I am attempting to articulate. Nevertheless, I hope that the people's inclination to oppose a long-run intervention back into Iraq will not be overwhelmed by the short-run enthusiasm for a painless intervention via air power. I hope everyone who listened to President Obama will realize there was not one shred of evidence presented that even the victory of ISIL in Iraq and Syria, a result that the Iranians, for example, would never permit, would not threaten the security and long-run health of the United States one bit. Recall the arguments from the 1960s that the defeat of South Vietnam by the communist insurgents would seriously damage U.S. national security. Then there is the argument that the Americans who join ISIL in Syria and Iraq will return home to commit acts of terror here. If that is what we are worried about, then not intervening and therefore not killing ISIL fighters would be the way to avoid giving those Americans reasons for exacting revenge once they return home. The U.S. had no business intervening in Iraq in 2003 and has no business going back there now.